Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre.
I've got Ivan Bratty and Mike Priest with us from the Rotary Club of Douglas. Ivan, I can't believe it's already here again. Something very exciting is happening on July the 12th. What is it?
Well, it's the Callan Wild Mini Parish Fun Walk.
Well, it is a fabulous event. And obviously, we've only just finished the main parish walk. Do either of you follow the main parish? Do you keep an eye on it?
Only the winner. because we'd like the winner to come and help us on the day to go around the arboretum in front of the kids and try and keep them walking rather than running.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, controversy is the whole sort of, you know, get a red card thing, quite controversial this year. Well, Mike, let's come to the event itself then. For those that haven't heard, as you said, it has been going for 4 years, so I'm sure most people have heard. But for those that haven't heard, just explain what actually happens.
Well, it is our fifth year and we're all down the arboretum. We start at 10 o'clock for registrations and 11 o'clock is the first race, or race, it's not a race, it's a walk, a fun walk, because the kids have the sponsor forms and they fill them in and raise money for their own charities. So last year we had about 200 and we're aiming that way again at the moment. The little ones are allowed to be accompanied, but they should be accompanied, the first ones. They're the 4 to 5 year olds. And then there's a 5 to 6 group, a 7 to 8 group, and a 9 to 10 group that do different distances. So it's either 1 kilometre up to 2.5 kilometres, which are similar sort of walks. So they go around the arboretum, which are the mini parishes, because if everybody knows the arboretum, it's all set up in parishes. So
it works.
That's why it's
so well.
The mini parish walk.
The mini
parish.
See, you've thought about this one, haven't you? I can tell. And Ivan, you know, we were talking off air then. You are quite strict with the fact that, you know, it is just a fun walk, but how on earth do you control kids of that age?
Well, you can't really, but because they all have a transponder. So at the end of the day, you know whether they've been walking or running. And if they want to walk and do it in a particular time, then they've got that information at the end of it. But if they run in between, then that's void, isn't it?
So they're learning as well. Mm. They're learning that you've got to play by the rules with these things. But the main thing is, it is fun, obviously. I mean, the idea that you can get transponders for the kids is just genius, because it really gives them a feeling of taking part in something that's professional and is like a real sporting event, which is excellent. And you mentioned, Mike, that obviously, you know, the kids raise money for their own chosen charities. And there's been a lot of money raised by the kids over the years.
Well, the last 4 years that we've done it, we've raised over £100,000. With the kids for different charities, so it's particularly good, particularly if some of the kids have got heartfelt charities that are family attachments, but some of them are for the football club or the school funds and things. It doesn't matter what they do, as long as they do something, and it makes them also aware of charity work, which you don't get otherwise, do you?
Well, that's the thing. And we're known as being, aren't we, a very giving community on the Isle of Man. So if you can start them young, then because the charities rely on fundraising and donations, and there's so many different charities. I mean, have you all, over doing this over the years, have you discovered new charities that you didn't know were out there?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's usually about 60 different charities mentioned. We don't ask for, what we ask for is how much they've raised, but there's no names against them. So that it's all anonymous. So, but there's about 60 different charities over each year. And when you think that's an average of 25,000 going between 60 charities, that's a lot of money for each charity.
Absolutely incredible. So, Ivan, then how does the day itself actually work? What happens?
Well, as Mike said, the registration starts at 10 o'clock. Once they're registered, they get the number with the transponder in, and they attach that to their chest. And then the first race sets off sets off at 11 o'clock.
And it's, and from then on, it's basically great fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're relying as well on volunteers, aren't you, to help you sort of keep it all in check?
Yeah, we're looking for marshals. I mean, obviously, there are members of the Rotary Club are down, but as I was saying to Mike earlier, you don't have to be over 75 to be a marshal. We could do with some young people to help us along. Last year, as we were setting up, we realised that the average age of those people setting up was actually 77. So we could do with some young help.
Well, if people are listening and they do want to be part of it and they do want to help, how do they do that, Mike?
Well, just turn up on the day.
yeah,
is good. If they can let us know beforehand, that's fine. Just look on our Facebook page on the Rotary Club of Douglas. All the information is there. And if they do want to volunteer early, then just go on the Facebook and we'll get hold of them.
Yeah. And so with regards to then kids that want to take part or parents that are listening and they'd like their kids to take part, you can still register.
Yeah, you can register up to the 10th. Mm-hmm. And then even if you miss it for some time, we do take late ones on the day. But make sure you get there 10 o'clock so that you don't miss the registration and that, you know. So it's we've had every parent in every primary school should have had an email from the school with all the details on it, with the QR code on it as well, or a link. And all you got to do is press the button and you're straight on the page. Fill in the registration form and that's it. It's £5 an entry to help cover the costs and things, and that's it, basically. Every kid gets a medal, every kid gets a... But you also get a printout of your time at the end because of your transponder. You can go back to the car and there's a little printout for you to take home with you.
And then, of course, if you come around the next year, you can see how much you've improved, as long as you're still in the age range to actually take part, which is excellent. And it is so much fun, I have to say, and it's well worth going and have a look. And you can find more details on your Facebook page, Ivan Cartney, there's photos of previous years.
And yeah, and it's, I mean, Facebook already, we've seen kids put in the charity that they're actually raising money for. There's been two just the last couple of days, one for Autism Initiatives and the other one was for the Samaritans that I saw. So it's lovely to see that the kids are already trying to, you know, a giving page and things like that to try and raise as much money as they can on the day.
Excellent stuff. And what about weather then, Mike? Does it go ahead regardless?
Well, we hope so. We don't talk about that. We just wait and see what it's like on the day.
I mean, it's just a bit of rain. They can still walk around the Arboretum in a bit of rain, can't they?
Yeah, of course they can.
Yeah, as long as it's safe to do so. Well, keep us posted on how it goes. I'm sure it's going to be brilliant. If anyone's listening, do get yourselves registered if you're not already. And it's a great way to raise money for an excellent cause. And then after the mini parish fun walk, what's up next for you all at the Rotary?
Have a rest then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from our own little charities, well, Santa comes out. They're getting Santa ready for Christmas.
Oh yeah, Santa will be
on the sleigh.
But we're also looking for any kids that don't have a particular charity, if they could raise money for our Herp and Bend project in Ramsey to raise money, because we're trying to raise £100,000 for that, and we could do with some. I think we've raised about £75,000 so far. So. Any children that want to sort of put that down as their charity and raise some money for that would be very, very grateful.